every company in the world.
One of the biggest things has been sort of a viral marketing strategy.
Just about 2%
carbon agenda.
Oh, it's a business.
It's going to be very significant indeed.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Welcome to this week's 7 Days podcast. In a few moments, we'll be hearing about Unlocking Potential's latest intake. Plus, Matthew Clark has been at Cornwall Council's Meet the Buyer event at Kingsley Village. But first, a roundup of the news headlines.
Cornwall Council has said that negotiations are ongoing with various airlines to maintain a new key to London Airlink once the current daily service operated by Flybe comes to an end next March. It has been widely reported that EasyJet is set to maintain a Gatwick route, although the carrier has yet to officially confirm this. Meanwhile, the council has been holding a series of public consultation events up and down the Duchy to canvass views on where savings can be made on its budget. The council is facing the prospect of having to save £196 million by 2019, on top of the £170 million it has already cut in its budget since 2010. Suggestions received to date include reducing salaries of directors, cutting the number of members, and removing the subsidy for Newquay Cornwall Airport. A new guide to some of the finest food on the Isles of Scilly has been launched. The Little Scilly Food Guide, created by the Isles of Scilly Farmers and Growers Initiative, lists 53 businesses on the islands, from honesty boxes to gourmet restaurants. The publication is available throughout the islands and will also be turned into an online guide. And finally, the Cornish Crisp Company is flying high after securing a deal to supply Australian airline Qantas. The locally produced savoury snack is now being served to business class passengers on the London to Dubai route.
7 days with Business Cornwall.
Growing Cornwall's wealth and prosperity for the future. How are we doing that? Well, we're spending lots of European money. We've got a big tranche of European money through. Some of that European money goes towards things such as Unlocking Potential. Unlocking Potential is a scheme which is helping graduates in Cornwall find placements and also helping them to generate their own businesses. And that brings new wealth, it brings new possibilities, jobs, all those sort of things. So Unlocking Potential has a rolling programme of helping graduate startups, and another lot of hopefuls are going through with their business ideas, and we'll be following some of those in the months to come. Here's one of the new graduate startups on Unlocking Potential.
My name's Jack Spencer, and my company is Musevic Limited. I'm a product designer and I work with a colleague who's got a similar skill set, and we develop innovative products. There's quite a few things. One of them is a range of sunglasses made from an unusual material. We're currently trying to get a patent application on it. They'll definitely be like nothing you've seen before or looked through before.
So how does Unlocking Potential help businesses such as this one? Well, here's Chris Phillips from Unlocking Potential to give us an idea.
We've just taken on our new sort of cohort, 15 or so new startups, covering most things really, everything from sort of, you know, full service kind of design agencies through to product development, through to health and well-being. So there's a real kind of wide spectrum of sort of new businesses that we're working with. You know, ranging from developing sunglasses using sort of, you know, quite clever design techniques. Yeah, it's really kind of exciting times, really.
So Unlocking Potential is bringing on the future businesses for Cornwall to drive growth, to drive jobs and those sort of things. What sort of things are you looking for in the people that come on the course to show you, to get, you know, to actually give them that chance?
It's a really interesting question. I mean, the guys that we work with are, you know, you look at them and they're the kind of leaders of tomorrow, the business leaders of tomorrow. Generally, we want to work with businesses that have got aspirations to grow. They want to kind of create employment and you know, kind of help develop the Cornish economy. They're the types of sort of people that we look for. There's got to be that really strong kind of work ethic. They've got to be prepared to work hard. And I guess as with anyone starting a business, the willingness to learn with people like that, they're the kind of individuals that we tend to look for and tend to support.
And you've got this new cohort coming in. However, you've always got an eye on the next lot, haven't you? So if someone's missed out for this startup session, there's still another chance, isn't there?
The way we kind of work it is we run an enterprise boot camp, and we run those between sort of 3 and 4 times a year now. So there's plenty of opportunity to get involved with the startup work that we do. Next enterprise boot camp is at the end of October.
Okay, so how does someone get themselves onto that boot camp?
Best thing to do is just get in touch with us. Go to our website, unlockingpotential.co.uk, or just drop us an email, hello@unlocking-potential.co.uk.
7 days.
Businesses in Cornwall are always looking for new opportunities to do business. That goes without saying, doesn't it? So there's been a great event held at Kingsley Village in the past week called Meet the Buyer. And it's been put on by the procurement team of Cornwall Council. David Morgan is with the procurement team and is with me now. Just tell me why you decided to hold an event like this.
Public procurement can be very complex, especially for small businesses. And what we're trying to do today is to introduce some of those small businesses and some of the larger ones who may also be struggling to procurement. And the important thing about today particularly is that it's not just us at the council. We're coordinating on behalf of the whole public sector in Cornwall. It gives businesses a really good opportunity to meet a lot of people in one place rather than trying to make all those contacts individually.
So what sort of people have we got here?
So exhibiting today, we've got buyers from all the public sector bodies in Cornwall, and also some of the business support agencies, partners that we've been doing a lot of work with, like the Federation of Small Businesses and Chamber of Commerce. And then hopefully the delegates, we've got about 650 registered, expected to drop in at some point today, range right through from micro businesses and sole traders through to some of the largest businesses in Cornwall, as well as some of the national businesses who we currently do business with. The best way to get in touch with us and also to get materials from the event, if you did miss it, is to go to cornwall.gov.uk/supplier development.
So let's find out what's happening over the next 7 days with Nick Herrier.
Yeah, a couple of dates for your diary if you're in Falmouth on Tuesday, September 24. In the morning, the Cornwall Chamber of Commerce has its monthly big breakfast meeting, which is being held this month at the Falmouth Hotel. And then that evening, the Falmouth Harbour Commissioners is holding its annual public meeting at the National Maritime Museum. On the Thursday morning, Gain Accountancy is hosting a marketing seminar at its offices at Chiverton Cross in partnership with RBS. While on Friday evening, that's the 27th, Falmouth University is holding a special introductory evening to explain how an MBA could boost your career and business. Also on Friday, the 3-day Cornwall Food and Drink Festival gets underway at Truro's Lemon Quay. And finally, not long to wait now until the Cornwall Business Show. The 2-day event will be taking place at Kingsley Village on October 2 and 3 and will feature more than 50 exhibiting companies, as well as a full programme of seminars and an evening networking event. As usual, for details of all these events, please go to our website, businesscornwall.co.uk.
And of course, we'll be finding out more about what's happening across the business community in Cornwall over the next 7 days in 7 days' time.
7 days with Business Cornwall.